evening and welcome to Joseph P. Riley Jr. Park and another night of Charleston River Dogs baseball, as this evening the River Dogs are affiliated to the Tampa Bay Rays.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports.
Our mound, 3 2/3 innings. Hanser Alberto allowing 3 runs, only 1 earned in 1 inning of work down the stretch for the FCL Rays. Bottom of the first, high Bowling Green in game 1 of a doubleheader at home is scoreless with Greensboro. They'll play another about a half hour after that one. Double A Montgomery is in Biloxi tonight at 7:35. Ben Peoples will be on the mound for the Biscuits, and the Triple A Durham Bulls are underway. Top of the second at home against Nashville, and Nashville has an early 1-0 lead. As for the Big League Club, a light day around the big leagues. The Rays have today off, and then they will be back in action tomorrow to begin a weekend series at home with their division rival, the New York Yankees. It's the out-of-town scoreboard and the standings. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, the starting lineups for our game tonight, River Dogs in Fredericksburg, installment number 3 of a 6-game set.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Anyone who knows Budweiser knows that we love baseball. The sport inspires jubilation, but can also cause heartbreak. Fans are resilient and power through defeat and celebrate triumph. Because when you're passionate about something, the emotion is worth it.
You kind of build a relationship, so in a way you want to see how they're doing on the road. Also knowing you, it's also nice seeing like what's happening and wanting to see what you're thinking about it. So I think it's just the relationship I have with the people involved make it exciting to watch.
Well, appreciate the time. I know fans like seeing your work, and we can't wait to see what you've got in mind for the next few games and the rest of the season, but thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
That's the River Dogs Director of Creative Content, Omar Torres. More pregame after this.
MU at 7.
They're the best. The legendary teams prove it on the field. Like the legendary Bronco family of SUVs. Rugged and powerful, so you can conquer just about any terrain. Designed to make your adventures worth talking about for years to come. Ford Bronco and Bronco Sport. That's what legends are made of. See your Carolina Ford dealer today. Always consult the owner's manual before off-road driving. Know your terrain and trail difficulty and use appropriate safety gear.
Hey, it's Owen Stevenson, and you're listening to River Dogs Baseball.
We head to the bottom of the first. No score at the Joe as the Charleston River Dogs come to the plate for the first time today. Odalis Peguero will lead off. It doesn't happen very often. One home run.
Longman's original location to a nationwide company of over 50 stores. Specializing in business and corporate lunches, we've learned what it takes to make your event a success. Contact our catering specialist to help you plan the perfect menu for your next event.
Leads the league in strikeouts. Nichols holds the ball, now comes home with a 1-2 and missed down and away at 97 miles per hour. Elijah Green with an athletic family. Pro Bowl tight end Eric Green was a standout in the NFL. His father, a breaking ball down and away, blocked by Brian Brecker, and it's full 3-2. Trey Morgan at first, Odalis Peguero at second. Ricardo Gonzalez, the shortstop, with Carlos Colmenares at third. Brete Myers and Mateo left to right in the outfield as the payoff pitch is on the way, and it missed high and inside, ball 4. A leadoff walk here in the second for Nichols, and after he was ahead 1-2, not the end result that he was looking for in that at bat. A man on, couldn't get his glove on it. And it's 2-0 on Cooper. Nichols' next pitch, grounded to second. Piguero has it on a big bounce. He'll throw to first, and there are two away, but now the tying run is at third base. And that ball, I don't know that it was hit hard enough to turn two, but if not for the wild pitch, you would have had a chance there to turn a double play. And with two outs, it's up to Nate Ochoa, the third baseman. 149 average with a home run and 8 RBI. And the first pitch from Nichols out of the stretch is grounded to short. Over there is Gonzalez, picks it up, throws to first, and the inning is over. So Nichols allows the leadoff walk to come around and score, but that's it. No runs on a hit. No errors and a man left for Fredericksburg, who trims the River Dogs' lead in half. And after an inning and a half, the Dogs are on top 2-1. And now he uses his timeout trying to catch his breath. A slight pull shift against Piguero to the right side of the infield. Still looking in Atencio. Pitch clock under five. He comes home with a 2-2. Piguero hits it in the air toward left. Fairly deep. Baca going back on it to the warning track. Spins around and makes the catch with a last-minute adjustment to end the inning. A well-hit baseball from Odalis. Piguero did not quite have enough. And it ends a 1-2-3 inning. A good bounce-back inning for the Fredericksburg starter. After two, the River Dogs have a 2-1 lead. On to the third after this break.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
I'm an airman in the Air National Guard, and I serve for the flexibility.
I serve part-time
so I can help raise my twin boys.
California. Here's a rip toward the gap in right center. Racing over is Myers. He can't get there. He will grab it on a bounce. And it'll just be a straight ball on Marcus Brown, and the count will be 1-1. Anytime that happens, you worry about the pitcher getting hurt or the hitter if the throw gets away from him. But this time, no harm, no foul. And it'll be a 1-1 count on Brown with Baca still at first. Now the 1-1 pitch from Nichols. A changeup runs away, and it's two balls and a strike. Light blue batting gloves on the hands of Brown, guy who quickly earned a promotion to high A at the end of last season. 2-1, down and in, ball three. After being drafted, came up with Fredericksburg quickly. And now Nichols painting himself into a bit of a corner now. 3-1 on Brown with a man on and nobody out. The River Dogs lead 2-1. Fifth round pick last year, Marcus Brown. The 3-1 is in the dirt, ball four, and now there are two on with nobody out. And that's the second walk of the night for Nichols. And again, the key to his success here of late has been throwing strikes. And tonight, it's only his second walk, but we're in the third inning. He has nobody out. And in the last two outings, by far his best two, he had walked only one batter in each of those games. Today, he's at 2-1 on going into the dirt. Good block by Brecker, who asked for a new baseball. 2-1 River Dogs for now. Second and third for the Nationals in the third. Only one out in the 2-2 pitch from Nichols. Grounded to second. This will tie the game. Odalis Piguero has it. He throws to first, and there are two outs. But Pimentel adds to his league-leading total. Now has 35 runs batted in. And the game is tied with two outs. Marcus Brown, the go-ahead run, is standing on third base, and Elijah Green will be the hitter. Well, the leadoff single for Baca pays off as Pimentel able to put the ball in play with two strikes. Green worked a walk, came around to score the first Fredericksburg run last inning. Right on right, he delivers a strike, and Nichols gets ahead. 97 again, and as the temperatures get hotter, you figure some of these guys are going to start to throw the baseball a little bit harder. From the belt, the right-hander home. In the dirt, Brecker blocked it. It's in front of him. He thought it was behind him, but did enough to keep Marcus Brown at third base. That ball hit off of Brecker's chest protector, shot straight up into the air, and it landed for one. Quick out for Jose Atencio, who allowed two runs in the first and then very good in a 1-2-3 second. Trey Morgan bats. He was hit by a pitch on the front arm his first time up. Trey swinging the bat well. Close to 300. He was briefly over. Takes a swing. In a 2-2 ball game. He's home with a 0-1, and that shot foul toward the backstop, but it's quickly 0-2. Two very good games to open this series. Fredericksburg now with the best record in the league. The River Dogs five games under 500, but they have been very competitive. Nichols 0-2, a backdoor slider that didn't quite bend far enough. And it remains a ball, two strikes. Nichols again deals. Changeup lifted in the air, shallow right. Charging Mateo has to play it on a bounce. He bobbles it briefly. And Everett Cooper has a two-out single into right field. That ball just got down in front of Mateo. Thought it might.
End outpatient surgery at Summey Medical Pavilion. Our pediatric board-certified experts work with children all day, every day, to provide the safest and most successful surgical outcomes from routine.
Colmenar is 2-for-2 tonight, an RBI.
And change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey, River Dogs fans. If you haven't been to El Pollo Guapo on James Island, you're missing out. Healthy, mouth-watering, whole rotisserie chicken with fresh sides and filling rice bowls, salads, and tacos. Bring your whole family to 1130 Folly Road or start your online order now at elpolloguapo.com. Eat birds and go dogs.
Hey, it's Dalton Fowler, and you're listening to River Dog Baseball.
Nine-hitter Tyler Baca leading off an inning for the second time today. He'll try to repeat what he did in the third as the leadoff hitter when he singled, came around to score. This one tied at two in the fifth. In on the grass at third, Colmenares. Baca, the left-handed hitter, swing second at third. This pitch hit in the air to center. Underneath it is Noah Myers. He couldn't find it. Now he's trying to go back to the River Dogs four. And a two-out base runner for Royce Marquintana, who is 0 for 2. River Dogs bullpen still quiet as we glance at the Carolina League scoreboard tonight. Top of the sixth, Columbia leads Salem 2-1. Salem has the tying run on second in that sixth inning with one out. Green stole the base earlier. He's running again. This pitch bounced up the middle past the second baseman, Peguero, who was covering at second. Green dives into second, gets to his feet, and goes all the way to third. Now that was a perfectly executed hit and run in the end. I don't know if that was called, but the bases are full of Fredericksburg Nationals on walk number three for T.J. Nichols. And this is going to be a huge at-bat in terms of the rest of this game. It's a two-run game now. They've scored the last four. His third appearance, 1-0 with a 2.25 ERA. 0-1 pitch. Ochoa tried to check his swing but could not on a curveball in the dirt. And it's quickly 0-2. And now Hernandez has a bit of an advantage here. Ahead in the count, no balls and two strikes. Runners lead at every base. As Ochoa tries to cash in on a big inning. The 0-2 pitch, another curveball in the dirt. This time Ochoa laid off. And you'll see at least one more with the count 1-2. With the bases loaded this year, Ochoa is 0-3. This is his fourth chance, trying to come through for the first time. The 1-2 is a breaking ball down and in off the plate. Now it's 2-2.
MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB.
Night, a rainy day. Beautiful night for baseball now. Fredericksburg and a man left on base. As we have closed five innings tonight at the Joe, Fredericksburg 5 and the River Dogs 2.
Hey, hey, are you a fan of pickleball? Then Crush Yard is your next destination. We've taken America's fastest growing sport, brought it indoors, added delicious food, cold beer, an arcade, and so much more. Make your way over to Mount Pleasant and experience it all for yourself. We can't wait to see you soon. Visit crushyard.com for more info. Let's go, Dogs.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
I'm an airman in the Air National Guard, and I serve for the flexibility.
I serve part-time.
So I can help raise my twin boys.
So I can go to school and open my own business someday.
I serve because my mom did.
Because my brother does.
I serve as a medical technician.
I serve as a crew chief.
As a pilot, because it's always been my dream to fly.
I'm an airman in the Air National Guard.
I serve my state.
I serve my nation.
I serve my...
1-1, he's on the way to the plate and outside for ball two. Want to give a shout out down in the Port Charlotte area to Jake Barton, tuned in this evening. From the complex, he was with the River Dogs last year. He has a ring. 2-1, he's up and away, ball three. Nobody knows for sure what Jake Barton did here.
I think it's part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Hey, River Dogs fans. If you haven't been to El Pollo Guapo on James Island, you're missing out. Healthy, mouth-watering, whole rotisserie chicken with fresh sides and filling rice bowls, salads, and tacos. Bring your whole family to 1130 Folly Road or start your online order now at elpolloguapo.com. Eat birds and go Dogs.
MUSC Children's Health offers South Carolina's only Level 1 Children's Surgery Center. Representing excellence in inpatient surgery at MUSC Shawn Jenkins Children's Hospital and outpatient surgery at Summey Medical Pavilion, our pediatric board-certified experts work with children all day, every day, to provide the safest and most successful surgical outcomes from routine to rare procedures. MUSC Children's Health. Children are our specialty.
They're drifting back to make the catch. And there are two gone. A long battle there, but Garcia gets the out, and Caleb Farmer will bat. Luis Hernandez, two-thirds of an inning. Mateo tried to get his hitting streak to 10 games. He did drive in a run with a ground out in the first, grounded back to the mound in the third. The 2-0, Mateo swings away and skies it to shallow. Prospect Harleen Susana. The 1-2 to Colmenar has fouled back again. Susana, a guy that will throw over 50% of his pitches over 100 miles per hour if he is going at full strength. Should be a great match. Gonzalez just in case. But it'll be 0-1, and Ricardo will return to home plate. AAA Durham is now in the top of the 10th. They trail 3-1 in the 10th inning. They do have two men on, and the winning run is at the plate. Actually, that's still in the top of the 10th, pardon me. Nashville has two runs in and two men on with just one out. As this pitch fouled off again by Ricky Gonzalez, and it's quickly 0-2. The Rays are not playing today. They have a day off before a big weekend series with the Yankees.
Surgery at Summey Medical Pavilion. Our pediatric board-certified experts work with children all day, every day, to provide the safest and most successful surgical outcomes from routine to rare procedures. MUSC Children's Health. Children are our specialty.
What's up, guys? It's AJ Santana, and you're listening to the River Dogs.
Sunday, mothers will be invited down to the field with them. 2-1 pitch, is high, ball three. Watching on 11 innings, just five strikeouts and only three walks. So the opponent often putting the ball in play, but not with much to show for it, as the first pitch to Christopher Berrete smacked foul. Strike one to the number nine hitter as the River Dogs get their bullpen churning again. And the hard-throwing Will Stevens tossing a baseball now. Diaz home with the 0-1. Missed a little bit high to Berrete, and it's even a ball to strike. Diaz shows his back to home plate, delivers. Berrete chops the ball past the mound to second. Cooper bobbles it again and cannot make the play. And that may very well be his second error. It is his second error and the fourth of the game for the Fredericksburg Nationals. And one out for Odalis Baguero with a man on. Second time Berrete has reached on an error, won by each middle infielder. Well, you'll take base runners however you can get them right now if you're the River Dogs. They do not have a hit since the fourth inning. Quickly home out of the stretch was Diaz, and it's line foul by Peguero, strike one. Sort of an odd delivery for Perez. Ahead of Ochoa at the hot corner. Great base running there from Mateo, who goes to third. And following him into second was Wu Shin. And now a base hit could tie the game. Carlos Colmenares the batter. He has not been retired. 2-for-2 with a walk. Doubt. And the count is 0-1. Stevens throws harder than just about anyone the River Dogs have. Pimentel, six-run lead. The River Dogs, four runs in the seventh to get back within two as a bender is high, and it's now 3-0 on Royce Marquitana. Got to put up a zero here. A shutdown inning after your offense gets you right back into the ballgame. 3-0 comes home. Quintana swings and misses on what likely would have been ball four. And you're not going to do much with that. Upper 90s at the top of the strike zone. A look at first, the pitch. Quintana drives the ball to center. Noah Myers is there. The wind knocks it down. He doesn't have to go far, and there are two gone in the inning. 103 off the bat to straightaway center field for Royce Marquitana. And there are two away for Caleb Farmer, the catcher, 1-for-3, a single to walk. Stevens trying to get one more out here in the eighth inning. The 1-2 pitch, bounce to third. Colmenares has it, skips in the air, gloves it, throws to first, and it's just in time to get Cooper ending the inning. Runs last high, trying to set the table for the top of the order. Dallas Peguero, the leadoff hitter, next. As Hall checks the runner at first and comes home out of the stretch. Berrete takes a high changeup. One ball and one strike. The River Dogs do not go away quietly. They had the bases loaded in the final inning in each of their two losses this week. Checks again and comes home. Myers swings away and skies one foul on the third base. It's down and in, ball two. And right now you've got to make the pitcher come to you. And Wu Xin in prime position right now. Two balls, no strikes. Outside from Hall, ball three. The River Dogs have evened up the hit column at 10. Now trying to even up. If they come up short tonight, they lost a one-run game, leaving the bases loaded on a double play in the 10th inning on Tuesday. 1-1 for Ochoa. He is a breaking ball down and in just off the corner. Two balls and a strike. And then yesterday, down by two in the ninth, they had the bases loaded with two outs, and Christopher Brete struck out swinging to end the game. It's 2-1 for the eight-hitter Ochoa. And there's a nasty breaking ball from Will Stevens to the inside part of the plate, making it 2-2. Man throwing in the bullpen is Kevin Rodriguez for Fredericksburg. Will Stevens trying to keep it a one-run game, comes up and in, and he hit Ochoa with a 2-2 pitch that for the fifth time. And now Brenner Cox takes a strike. He has four RBI in the game and a chance for another with a man on third and nobody out. Infield is in, and Stevens delivers up high. Ball one and strike one. That's just such a disappointing way for this inning to go, as the River Dogs climbed right back in the game in the seventh and the eighth. Now they're staring at least a three-run deficit as the 1-1 is there for a strike again, 1-2. Stevens looking for out number one. Timeout called by the hitter, Brenner Cox, who wasn't ready for Stevens to come to the plate there. Fredericksburg back into the lead with 11 hits to the River Dog, hitting the three-hour mark on this one after a game that was just over 2 hours last night. 1-2 count. Stevens holding again, under five on the clock, still holding, and now the 1-2. All the way to the backstop. He airmailed the catcher that time. And it's 2-2 on Elijah Green. That was 97 up above the zone from Stevens. He has hit three batters in the game. It's one ball and two strikes. 11 runs, 11 hits, six errors for Fredericksburg as the 1-2 fisted to third under the glove of Nate Ochoa. Tough chance there. And it's into left field for Ricardo Gonzalez. That'll be the River Dogs' 11th hit of the game. Tough play. Short hop. Basically an all-or-nothing play for Ochoa. And he misjudged how high it would bounce. And it was into left field for a base hit. Gonzalez gets his hitting streak to six games. And now it'll be Brian Brecker, the catcher, 1-for-4. River Dogs need two more men to reach base to get the tying run to the plate. Brecker takes inside, a slider up and in for ball one in the top half of this inning. But how big are those runs now? 2-1 pitch, Peguero waves and misses. For four, two doubles, two walks, and three runs. On a ground out by Brandon Pimentel. And then one run in the second. That was on a Fredericksburg a single by Marcus Brown, and then an error by Christopher Brete allowed the first two to score. And then Brenner Cox added his fifth RBI with a ground out chop to second with the infield in. No throw made to the plate. And that was the final run for Fredericksburg. They led 11-7 entering the ninth. The River Dogs would get an unearned run on a drop fly ball from Cox in right field. But Odalis Peguero grounded out to first base to end the game. And the River Dogs drop a third in a row. Final score 11-8. We'll take a break, come back one more time, take a look at the Out of Down scoreboard in just a moment when the Carolina Ford Dealers postgame show continues from Joe Riley Park.
Baseball. Some teams rely on stats and spreadsheets to prove they're the best. The legendary teams prove it on the field. Like the legendary Bronco family of SUVs. Rugged and powerful, so you can conquer just about any terrain. Designed to make your adventures worth talking about for years to come. Ford Bronco and Bronco Sport.
That's what legends are made of. See your Carolina Ford dealer today. Always consult the owner's manual before off-road driving. Know your terrain and trail difficulty and use appropriate safety gear.
MUSC Children's Health offers South Carolina's only Level 1 Children's Surgery Center. Representing excellence in inpatient surgery at MUSC Shawn Jenkins Children's Hospital and outpatient surgery at Summey Medical Pavilion, our pediatric board-certified experts work with children.
Five Bowling Green in that one, a high-scoring affair, as Jake Christensen is currently working for the Hot Rods. Double A Montgomery, a high-scoring game, tied at 8 in the bottom of the ninth at Biloxi. Two runs are on. The winning run is at second with one out. Alfredo Zaraga is on the mound for the Biscuits in that one as Montgomery trying to go four games over 500. Three hits in that one for Nick Schnell, a batting average now of 311 on the season. Triple-A Durham falls in extras at home. They scored one run at the bottom of the 10th. They needed two, and Nashville beats them today by a final score of 3-2. The Bulls now 14-22 on the season. The Rays had tonight off. A light slate in the big leagues. The White Sox beat the Guardians 3-2, or are beating them in the middle of the eighth, I should say. Bottom of the fourth, Royals shutting out the Angels 4-0.